Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Updated weather. High wind warning. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. Updated weather. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. High wind warning. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. High wind warning. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. Updated weather. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. High wind warning. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Special weather statement. High wind warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning.
Zero at goal. Six delta echo alpha in Japan.
Connected.
Listening for any code.
VHF.
Good afternoon, Japan. This is the West Coast United States, KG7 KMJ.
The East Coast Reflector Uconet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
GA testing? Audio check for the ER TechNet coming up. Just making sure everything's working on the JoyStart app. VE3WVJ.
Whoever that is on Long Island, can we help you? You're just noising up the system, about ready to take Long Island off. This is WB2JPQ.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and out. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
To ELI, doing a radio check, no need to respond.
High wind warning. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
Good evening, Mr. Zicky, KVKY, and welcome to the Ethernet. Tonight, for the kids, we've got Ivan, KE2EGS, Grecian, KG4BUT, and KF4GIP. The way it works is Shal and I will take check-ins, and then you can talk to the kids as they ask a question. Tonight's question, what is the funniest-looking animal to you? Now, you can text in, but I'll warn you, the text line has been temperamental today. You haven't been getting confirmations. If you want to see if you did make it, you can go to ecr.radio/logs and pick Ethernet, and then you can watch along on the log. You can email in at text.ecr.radio and just put your call sign. Alright. Who have we got up first? We've got Ivan's up first, then Grayson, then River. So we'll get some check-ins for Ivan. Take your check-ins twice and slowly, please. Taking check-ins for the Usenet twice and fully.
Kilo Charlie 1 Juliet Papa Delta. Kilo Charlie 1 Juliet Papa Delta. W2 BLG.
Kilowatt Bravo 2 Bravo Oscar November. Kilowatt Bravo 2 Bravo November.
Kilo 9.
November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo, N1WEB.
AB1EX, Alpha Bravo 1, Echo X-ray.
Well, but for a minute there, we've got AB1EX, N1 WEB, WB3 ILA, K9 TJF, KB2 BON, W2 BLT, KC1 JPD, WD5 DON, KB0 GUF, N3 SQR, and WB8 ODF. And again, today's question is, what is the funniest looking animal to you? And over to Ivan, KE2 EGF.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. Good evening, everyone. This is Ivan. And the question tonight is, what is the funniest looking animal to you? First off, we have WBAGF, Dave, and Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yeah, WBAODF, Dave, Ypsilanti, Michigan, please come out.
Well, good evening. I've been everybody on the Usenet tonight. I didn't key up on the last go around there. Everybody was talking in the back room, and I couldn't get to my mute button. I'm going to say a sloth. They got 9-inch nails. They're really slow, and they got these 9-inch nails. And I'm not talking about the Rock Band 9-inch nails. I mean, their nails are really like 9 inches long. So I'm going to go with a sloth. This is Dave, WB8ODF.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Another one that looks pretty funny is those anteaters. They're pretty funny, too. Yeah. Anyway, 73, it's just you, Dave. And next up, we have N3 SQR, Joe in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Please come out.
Okay. Everyone on the net. And, boy, I just started laughing. The one winner that comes to mind is the platypus. I mean, he doesn't know whether it's a duck or a beaver. He doesn't know. And I believe he lays eggs. And even though it's a mammal. So that guy was kind of peculiar. And I think they're also slight venomous. And you can't go to a zoo to see them because they're not able to live in captivity. So, everyone have a good night, and thanks for spending some time with me tonight. N3SQR, back in their control.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. Over to you. Platypus is definitely very funny animals. Next up, we have KB0GUF, John in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Please come out.
Good evening, young man, everyone in Zoom, everyone on the East Coast Reflective Usenet tonight. I think the aardvark is a funny-looking animal, and I'll go with that. Thanks for having me. You guys do a great job. JB.
I'm sorry, John. I heard something about... Yeah, I couldn't really get your answer there. Can you say it again, a little slow?
Yeah, I said the aardvark to me is the oddest looking animal. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, there's a few times I just looked that up, and yeah, I actually have seen those. They're like anteaters, kind of without the long nose, but kind of remind me of an armadillo, too. Anyways, 73 to you there, John. Next up, we have WD5BON, John in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please come out.
Well, good evening to you, Ivan, and the rest of the Usenet. You kind of stole my thunder there, my friend, because I was going to say anteater as well, so you can put me down for that one. And I'm assuming that the field is still open for questions to you guys. So my question to you would be, have you ever built any kind of an electronic kit? Back to you, sir.
I don't really know what you would call, but I actually made a motion sensor today to mess with some stuff, but using Arduino and connected to PIR input or output sensor, and so when it detects motion, it buzzes the sensor and lights up a light. Anyway, 73 to you there, Don. Next up, we have KC1, Juliet Papa Delta, Jeffrey in Milton, Vermont. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan, and everyone on the net tonight. You can put me down. I don't know if there's going to be room on the page there for it, but a proboscis monkey. They're those monkeys that have the really big, huge noses, and whenever I see one, I crack up laughing. Hope everyone has a good night. This is KC1, JPD, back to net.
Okay, yeah, I have not heard of that kind of, like, breed of monkey, but, yeah, monkeys are pretty funny animals. Anyways, that does sound pretty funny, though, with big nose. Anyway, 73C there, Jeffrey. Next up, we have W2, VLT, Cat in Buffalo, New York. Please come now.
Well, good evening, Ivan. I'm a huge fan of the Animal Planet channel, and I think baby hippos are absolutely hilarious and strange to see. Have a great evening. This is W2BLT.
All right. Well, 73C, there's that. Hippos are quite funny animals. Next up, we have KB2BON, Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Oscar November. That's Doggett in Lincoln, New York. Please.
Good evening, Ivan, and my first time came up was an anteater, and I know it's been popular, but that was what came to my mind. I Googled a picture to make sure that I remembered what they looked like, and they certainly is the funniest one to me. KB2BON, back to that.
Hello,
Ivan,
this is
Jeffrey
Florida. Please come now. K9, TJS, Thomas, Margate, Florida. Please come now.
K9, TJS,
yes,
please just call me.
Yes, question is, what is the funniest looking animal to you?
That's not a question, but the guy who talked about that monkey with the big nose, that's got to be on the top of the list. That's got to be one of the funniest animals. Anyway, I'm going to pass it back to you. K9TJS, thank you.
All right, 73C there, Thomas. Next up, we have WB3ILA, Stephen in Eastern Pennsylvania. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan. Doing a great job today. I had to jump on these switches. Nothing but noise coming out of the repeater here where it is. Anyway, I second the vote for the duck-billed platypus. I did a book report on that thing in science class in eighth grade when I was young, back in the 70s. And I'll never forget that thing. So anyway, that's my vote. This is WB3ILA and back to the net. Have a good one.
Hi, 73Z Steven there. Next up we have N1WEB, that's Webb in Collierville, Tennessee. Please come out.
Thank you, Ivan, and good evening to the net. What a great question. I went to the zoo today, and, you know, I saw a lot of funny-looking animals. The one that made an impression on me was the aardvark. I'm sorry, the armadillo. Put me down for armadillo. You mentioned it earlier, after somebody mentioned the sloth. The sloth was pretty funny, too. He was just hanging upside down and moving real slowly. But the armadillo, he was acting silly. He was running around. I don't know if he didn't like being penned up or what, but he was pretty funny, running around and around in circles. So put me down for the armadillo. N1WEV.
They look pretty funny, especially their noses. They look pretty similar to the aardvark, but I also say they look similar, like anteater looks similar to the aardvark. Anyways, yeah, my sister does really like armadillos. 73 to the web. Ev, AV1EX, George in Madison, Alabama. Please come out.
Good evening to the net. I'm going to go with the sloth. I know that's not original. That's already been picked. But maybe not the funniest, but something about them is just very amusing to me. So put me down for the sloth. Back to net, AV1EX.
Mr. Ruthers, to you there, George. Yeah, I think we can all agree that just looking at this list here, mainly all the animals in this list are funny. So I won't be surprised if we get a ton of repeats. Anyways, next up we got Sale, W2, SAL, in Chico, Lodge, New York. Please come out.
Good evening, Ivan, and the rest of the youth out there and the crew. My interesting animal is called a pangolin, P-A-N-G-O-L-I-N. I can't quite figure out what it's of. It's got scales that run down from head to toe, or head to tail. Looks like an old antique creature of some kind, and it's quite interesting. With that, I'll send it back to Net Control. W2SAL clear.
Okay, Sale, so, yeah, I'm just looking up a lot of the stuff on mine right now, and, the pangolins, they do look, they look like some interesting animals. Anyway, 73 to you there, Sale. Next up, we have K2AB. Joe in East of Flint, New York, please come out.
Good evening, Ivan, and good evening to the net. I would have to say a seahorse. They're very humorous to look at when they're not hiding, but you got to find them. K2AB, back to net.
They can be interesting. I think I've seen them once before at the aquarium around here, but they definitely are some interesting animals, and it's always funny why they're called seahorses. I truly don't know why. They don't really look like horses, but anyway, 73 to you later, Joe. Next up, we have KR4GIC River in New Bern, North Carolina. Please come out. AR4GIB River in New Bern, North Carolina. Please come out.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ivan. This is KR4GIP. The weirdest looking animal to me is the sarcastic fringe head. Look it up. It's very creepy. Anyways, this is KR4GIP. Back to you, Ivan.
I saw the link you put there, and they do look quite interesting. There's this one weird animal, or I should say species, that swims around the Lake Erie and the Erie Canal, and it's quite interesting. I forget what they're called, but they're invasive, and they're not supposed to be here. They have, they don't really have eyes, but they have these teeth all over their insides, and they look pretty creepy. Anyway, 73 to you there, River, and I think that's the end of my turn. So with that, we're going to pass it back to, I believe, it's Vicky. KEAVKY, this is KE2EGF.
Thank you, Ivan. Great job. This is Vicky, KEAVKY. And next up will be Gretchen, KG4BUT. So taking more check-ins twice and slowly, please.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KB8, PLV, Chris.
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet.
Hi,
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet. Bill.
K6GBZ, K6GBZ, in and out.
NACHC, NADHC, in and out.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles, Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
Three Yankee Bravo Sierra, Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
N2BH, N2BH.
WB2JPQ, WB2JPQ.
All right, we've got WB2JPQ, N2BH, VA3YBS, KB2WGC, N8DHC, K6GBZ, VE3WVJ, and KB8PLQ. Over to Grayson. And again, tonight's question is, what's the funniest looking animal you've seen?
Alrighty, this is Gray, KG4BT, I am from Orlando, Florida, and I'll be the net control operator for the second half of the Usenet. First off, KB2WGC, Kevin Coma, South of Florida.
Good evening to you and the rest of the net. The weirdest one I've ever seen was a stingray. I think they're just absolutely marvelous. A winged creature swimming in the ocean. Everybody have a good weekend. KB2WGC.
All right, some free speech, Kevin. Next up, KB8PLV, Chris from Novi, Michigan.
Good evening to everyone listening on the Usenet. You guys are all doing a wonderful job for net control. Put me down for a meerkat. They look silly, but they certainly are funny to watch running around. They act nervous, and I think that's why they inspired the Timon meerkat of Lion King. This is KB8PLV. Back to net.
Hey, some free CU, Chris. Next up, BE3WVJ, Bill from Sandburg, Ontario, Canada.
Well, hello, Grayson. This is Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet. The name here is Bill, and it's Sudbury, Ontario. So the animal I was thinking of would actually, before I mention my animal, I think the other net control station was talking about a lamprey, which is one of the invasive species in the Great Lakes with a whole bunch of teeth inside of it. It's a lamprey. But the animal I was thinking of was a duck-billed platypus. It's one of the weird creatures that we have. It's a mammal. It doesn't have a stomach. It just has a digestive tract. It has a soft duck-like bill and has poisonous spines on its rear feet, and it has a beaver's tail. So that's one of the weird animals I thought about. It was a duck-billed platypus. Back to you, Grayson. Thanks a lot for taking the check-in, and you're doing a great job on the net. VE3WVJ, back to you.
Alrighty, 7-3 to you. Chris, next up, VA3YBS,
Bill from Dunville, Ontario, Canada.
Good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the net. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Grayson. I think the funniest animal is an alpaca. They always look like they're having a bad hair day. Anyway, you're doing a great job. PA3YBS, back to you.
Howdy, so nice to see you, Bill. Next up, N2BH, Bill from Paramount, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, everybody. Three bills in a row. That's kind of funny. Hairless cats. That's just not right. Cats are supposed to have hair. N2BH.
Yeah, okay. I do have to agree with you, Bill. That they do look pretty close. Some for you, Steve, Bill. Next up, WB2JPQ, Dick from Eldon, New York.
Well, good evening. Boy, Bill is going to be a tough act to follow tonight, isn't he? He might get the award. Well, I couldn't think of anything, so I cheated. I Googled what's the ugliest animal, and it come up with a blobfish, B-L-O-B, fish, from Australia. So, I cheated. I just want to make a comment. It's working. You're not getting the acknowledgments back, and we know why that is. We have 100 text check-ins limit per day, and there was a problem with our provider this morning, so a lot of people tried 5-6 times this morning to get in, and it wasn't working. But it is working tonight. You're just not going to get the acknowledgement back, but after midnight, it will all be better. Back to you, my friend. This is WB2JP.
Next up, K4PJM, Kenley from
Facebook, Florida. Audio level is a little above average. Still pretty good, though.
Okay, Next up.
We're here. This is K4PJM. Kinsley thinks that the funniest looking thing is an anteater, huh? Don't you? She's here with me tonight. So yeah, an anteater would be the funniest thing that she thinks is going to come up. So K4PJM, back to that. Doing a great job.
Audition to you, Kinsley and Perry. Next up, I will hand y'all over to Sal or...
Okay, yeah, Sal.
I'll
head out
Sal for more check-ins.
Thanks, Grayson. All right, folks, we got to get some people stacked up over here and let these guys start running these call signs. We'll take anyone from anywhere. If you're a mobile, shout it out quick, and we'll get you up real fast this way we don't look you. With that, this is W2SAO for the WECR Usenet for Friday night. Please come now.
Kilo 2, Charlie Mike Tango, K2CMT.
Kilo 5, Delta Lima Delta. Kilo 5, Delta Lima Delta, David in Conroe, Texas.
N1CBM, N1CBM.
KD9TEV. KD9TEV.
All right, folks, we can get one more of you. I know you're out there. You guys like sitting in the backfield and making me struggle here to get you back on board. So we need a few more. Let's go.
N2ZVN with third-party traffic.
All right, let's hold up there. NQ, ZVN, we got you doubled with third-party traffic, KD9, PEV, N1, CBM, our friend Carver's down there in Florida, K5, DLD, KA8, BYU, my pal Mike, K2CMT, November 3, DQD, W3ICQ, and with that, we're going to send it over to Grayson to run some of these, and we'll see how far we get with them. Go ahead, Grayson, it's all yours.
Alrighty, thank you, Sal. Alrighty, W3ICQ, Bob from Leesburg, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson. You're doing a great job tonight, and would you believe it, but Dick stole my thunder. I was looking up on AI, what's the weirdest looking fish, and I came up with the same thing, a blobfish. And you got to look at a picture of it because it really is a weird looking thing. Back to you, Grace.
Alrighty, I'll be sending you the portfolio. Yeah. Some free to you, Bob. Next up, N3DQD, Way from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good evening, Grayson, and the rest of the net. This is N3DQD. Well, I was going to say a garden slug, but then Bill made me remember something, and I would have to say a hairless chihuahua. Those things, they feel like rubber. You don't even want to pet one. At least I never did. Back to net. This is N3DQD.
Awesome free to you away. Next up, K2CMT, Mike from DeBerry, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the net. Thank you all for joining us this evening. He's not actually the weirdest looking animal, but he looks and acts just like his reputation. That's the Tasmanian devil.
Audience,
to you, Mike. It's okay, AAPYU, Morris from Sassadol, New York. Good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the YouTube, KAAPYU. Yeah, I gotta agree with the, Anteater. He's a funny looking thing. And I liked when they had all the Anteater cartoon series that brought him into kind of a prominence back in the day. Back to you.
K5DLD, Dave from Conowell, Texas.
Good evening, Grayson. Good evening, everybody. I'd say about the weirdest animal I've seen in person is those hairless cats. They just don't look right. Back to that. Q5, Delta Lima Delta.
This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 3rd, 2026. For tower climber Denny Todd, K67RBK, there is only one required tool. Fear. Todd now 86.
Okay. I'm just going to pretend nothing happened though. Next up, N1CBM, Carlos from Hollywood, Florida.
Hello, Grayson. Reaver, Vicky, thanks for running the first half of the net. Appreciate it. My mission was half successful. I'll fill you in the details later in the Zoom room. For me, the weirdest looking animal is the red-lipped batfish. If Dick and Bob think their blobfish is weird looking, you got to Google this one. It's a fish. It's a puppy. I don't know. It's a fish that walks. It doesn't swim. It's got a red lip. It's weird. You just go ahead and look it up, and you let me know what you think. N1CBM, back to you, Grayson. Doing a great job.
Awesome. Please do call us. Next up, KD9PEV, Clay from Woodbridge, Wisconsin.
Good evening, Grayson. I would say personally, and this is probably an unpopular opinion, the strangest looking animal is a horse. And my question for you is, have you ever ridden a horse? This is 89PEV, back to you.
To answer your question, yes, I have ridden a horse before. Some for you, Clay. Next up, N2ZBN. Alan with Maddie from Kendall, New York.
Well, good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the net tonight. My answer is going to be a Chinese crested. And that's like a hairless chihuahua, but it's similar but not quite. But I think they're, well, they're so ugly they're cute, you know? At any rate, here's Maddie with hers.
A hairy frog fish. Because they rock on dolphins.
That's Maddie's answer. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great weekend. N2ZBN, back to net control.
Audition freeze to you, to y'all. Next up, 32SAL, style to, get more check-ins. And, it's 8:38 and Ivan goes at, oh no, Wibble I meant, goes at 8:40, so I think that will be my last check-in. So that's it, so freeze to y'all.
Alright, great job there, Grayson. Alright, folks, we need about 15 of you to check in tonight so we can get Miss River through to the end of this for the next 20 minutes. So with that, we'll take check-ins at this time. Also, our text line is open, 716-317-9050, but you will not get a confirmation because we exceeded our limit. And also, you can text us at ecr.radio. To beat the pile up. With that, we'll start taking check-ins at this time. Go ahead.
W2RBC. Whiskey 4, Bravo Lima Whiskey. Whiskey 4, Bravo Lima Whiskey.
And warning.
That last check-in, we quite didn't get you. You gotta put,
high wind warning. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees. High wind warning. High wind warning. High wind warning. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo.
Halloween warning.
888 RK Mobile.
Halloween warning. Halloween warning. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Halloween warning. Halloween warning.